If you're looking for a great place for your annual golf outing, a weekend golf getaway, or just a round of golf with your buddies, then Salt Creek Golf Retreat is just what you're looking for. Centrally located in Nashville, Indiana, just south of Indianapolis and west of Cincinnati, this challenging but fair 18-hole golf course appeals to all skill levels, and its scenic views of rolling hills and tree-lined fairways are sure to make golfing memories for years to come. Owned and operated by former Purdue and New York Giants fullback Randy Manier, Salt Creek Golf Retreat offers stay-and-play packages that include golf and a fully furnished one- or two-bedroom condo. After your round, be sure to stop by the 19th Hole Sports Bar and Restaurant for great food, fun, and drinks. Randy and his staff will treat you like family. For more information, log on to saltcreekgolf.com. That's saltcreekgolf.com. Or give them a call at 812-558-5944. Salt Creek Golf Retreat. Start making your golfing memories today.
Thursday Night Tailgate, where the spotlight is always on the positive. Tune in Thursday night from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time to hear your favorite NFL legends, players, and coaches sharing their stories. Now back to Chris and Bob.
I wouldn't joke about anything else that happened to you tonight.
And we are back here on Thursday Night Tailgate, and we're turning on our spotlight on the positive. Bob, who are you putting it on this week?
Well, Chris, I guess it's only appropriate since we did so much with the Jets tonight. I took a look at what some of the Jets are doing off the field. And as a team, Chris, they're very, very into the anti-bullying campaign, and they do some great things. And I thought it was very interesting that one of their offensive linemen on the team right now, Brandon Schell, very big man, Chris, 6'5", about 330 pounds. Well, guess what, Chris? He was bullied as a young guy because he had a speech impediment. And having now grown up and totally grown up and having made it to the NFL, maybe there's a lesson there, but that's an incredible success story of him. But the program itself, Chris, they do an awful lot. The Jets, they make available a educator's prevention toolkit. So they distribute a lot of this stuff to schools in the tri-state area. It's all about, you know, treating people well, adopting character, things like that. So they're big about that. And they have a lot of these symposiums that a lot of the players and administrators of the team go to. They pick certain students. They call it the Upstander of the Week program. And they put their names up on the video boards during home games. They're very, very cognizant of the community throughout the three states, Chris, which is great. They're in a position to do that in New York. But the Stomp Out Bullying is one of the biggest organizations for kids, and the Jets partner with that. The Jets simply call their faction of it Jets Tackle Bullying. So, again, it's teaching kids to include and have equality for all, and I think we need a lot of that, Chris. So kudos to the Jets tonight. We had a great time with all those guys.
Yeah, no, that's great stuff, Bob. I love that. So that's a great spotlight on the positive. Good for you. And, Bob, this week I want to put the spotlight on University of Minnesota head coach P.J. Fleck. Coach Fleck did something very special for a backup kicker, Bob, Justin Juniman, who is yet to play in a game, oh, by the way. And recently the coach asked a patient named Kyle from the University of Minnesota Masonic Children's Hospital to come speak to the team. A little motivational talk from a patient in that hospital. And during that speech, Kyle pointed out that Juniman, you know, he saw him in and around the hospital visiting people there more than anybody else. And at that point, Coach Fleck asked Kyle to, you know, use their T-shirt launcher, you know, the thing that they shoot T-shirts into the stands at home games for. He asked him to take a T-shirt and shoot it over to Juniman as a reward for being a great representative of the program in the community. And when he caught the T-shirt and opened it up, it said, "Justin, congratulations on earning a scholarship." And at that point, the whole team goes crazy, right? The coach went on to say, "I've never seen anybody serve and give more than that guy, who's not a star player, who hasn't played, yet his face is so recognizable in the community. He could, you know, just as easily, as the coach said, not do anything, right? And no one would ever say anything that a backup kicker wasn't all that, you know, involved in what's going on. But yet he continues to put his oar in the water, live a holistic life, both academically and athletically, and, you know, add in socially and spiritually as well. So kudos to University of Minnesota head coach PJ Fleck for recognizing a guy for the efforts that he is making, a backup kicker, and that kicker is Justin Juniman. I thought that was a great story, Bob.
Sure is, Chris. And again, having had Victor Green on the show tonight, who does so many good things, there is no shortage of guys doing this. It's just that our job is to even bring more attention that there really is, because as we talk about all the time, it kind of finds its way on to, you know, maybe not the where it should be in the newspaper, as opposed to things that shouldn't be in there that are filled with negativity. We have to get rid of that, Chris. And the way we end this show is the way we believe it should end. And that's, it's just does our hearts great that we can have guys on the show that actually give back like they do. But this is my favorite segment. And especially these days, which are pretty dark for a lot of people, man, it really brightens my weekends coming up. And I know it helps you out too a lot, Chris. So thanks for making it happen. It's always a blast.
Yeah, you know, and to your point, Bob, you know, that's why we do this, right? I mean, too much gets publicized about the bad things. The good things never seem to find their way to the front page. It's always a small piece on, you know, page 12 somewhere if it gets mentioned at all. So as we say all the time, 99% of the guys and the former players too, oh, by the way, and our friends at the NFL Alumni Association, right? Check them out online at nflalumni.org. But, you know, Victor Green, right? The Victor Green Foundation, you know, too much doesn't get publicized. We spend too much time focused on the negative in the news and not on the positive. And like I say, you know, 99% of the guys are doing great things. And you're right, Bob. It is certainly our most important segment of the show every week. All right, folks, it is time for us to put a bow on this episode of Thursday Night Tailgate. Our thanks again go out to Victor Green, Tony Collins, Anthony Beck, Sam Gash, and Eric Coleman for joining us tonight. And like I say every week, Bob, it's the best part is getting to spend my Thursday nights with you, my friend.
Oh, man, I'm in a New York state of mind. Oh, man, I've got to put that song on right now, Chris. I got it queued up. But that was a great, great show with some really fun guys. And love that New York spotlight on these guys. So can't wait. Tell me what's happening next week, my friend.
Yeah, there we go. Next week, set to join us, our interim CEO of the NFL Alumni Association, Elvis Gooden, will join us. Look forward to hearing more about the great things that they are doing from Elvis. Our good friend Ann Jewel, Bob, from the Louisville Slugger Museum and Factory, she'll be here with us, as will Root Sports Pittsburgh broadcaster and TNT Hall of Famer, our good friend Paul Alexander, also back with us, as will be renowned auctioneer from A&E Storage Wars and Jets fan. We keep the Jets fan, Jets theme rolling a little bit. John Luke will be back on the show. Plus, of course, Tony Collins. He'll be here to go through our five-star picks of the week. So another great show, folks, in store for you next week. We hope you'll come back and join us. Want to remind you all, how can you stay up to date with what we're doing on social media? Well, please visit our Facebook page, Thursday Night Tailgate. Give us a like. That's very important to us. Plus, both Bob and I have our individual Facebook pages as well. Please also check out our website, ThursdayNightTailgate.com. On there, you're going to be able to see who some of our future guests are going to be. Plus, you'll be able to stream or download any of our archive episodes for free on there. On Twitter, you can find me at CT Mascaro. Bob is at Bob_Lazzari, and the show is at TNT Podcast. Plus, you can also stream our archive episodes and our newest episodes as well over on TuneIn.com. Plus, our wonderful partners over on Podbean. We really appreciate the support our great friends at Podbean have given us, making us a recommended show and a featured show right there in their sports and recreation section. You can find it online at Podbean.com as well as on their mobile app. And then, you know, plus, if you're looking for, you know, just sort of podcasts in general across all genres, right? They do such a great job. So many different podcasts available to you as well. Again, podbean.com, and you can find them online on the mobile app for your iPhone or your Android phone as well. Again, it's Podbean. Check them out. We can't thank those folks enough. They've been really great to us. Bob, take us home, my friend.
All right, you enjoy the upcoming weekend, Chris, and we'll talk next week. And we want to give a shout-out to our great announcer, Joe LaGenusa, for the great job he does with our weekly intro and ads. And to James Brocato and all the guys from Painted Faces for the upcoming outro music. On behalf of myself and Chris, thanks to everyone tonight for listening. We appreciate you the most. Until next week, good night, Kevin. We miss you.